this is episode 3 of our Costa Rica journey, and we're going to wrap up our stories of Samara. That's our goal today. Yes. So I have a couple things that we wanted to talk about today. Abilene's going to talk about the waves. Ellis is going to tell us how to boogie board. We're all going to talk about surfing. I'm going to tell you about my aerial adventures. Abilene will tell you, and I'll tell you about our cow/river walk. And we're all going to tell you whether we'd come back and our least favorite thing about Costa Rica so far. So actually, let's start at the end. Everybody, what is your least favorite thing about Costa Rica so far? Mike, start us off.
Ooh, that's a good question. Least favorite thing. Let's count all the things. Tamarindo? Bugs? Really bumpy dirt roads? I'm going to say bugs crawling on me when I'm doing dishes is my least favorite thing. Not a fan of bugs.
My least favorite thing is that they don't have dishwashers here.
My least favorite thing is the hard mattresses.
How about you, Evelyn?
My least favorite things are the bugs and probably.
What is that?
The bugs.
And
I think tamarindo and bumpy roads whenever you're like, you know, tired and it's in the middle of the day. And also whenever you find discoveries and they and that to be horrible.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that might lead us right into one of today's misadventures, which is that Abilene and I decided to go for a walk. Okay, so let's just start off the day with it being the day. It was super freaking hot this morning. We were going to walk
so
the waterfall. How hot was it at like 9 o'clock?
It said the heat index was 106. I don't know if that's correct or not, but it was hot. At 9 o'clock, it was hot.
It was so hot that Mike and I like could barely sit next to the pool in the sun. Like with our bodies half in the pool in the sun, it was too hot. And then it finally rained, like it actually rained, and it had only rained one evening so far here. So, Abilene and I decided we were going to go for a walk because it was after the rain and it had cooled off. Tell us about how it went, Abilene.
Okay, so we were walking down a path to see the river because there's a little river path, and it's already muddy in general. And then it was extra mud because it had rained, and then we went across the river thinking that it'd be fine. And we walked down it, walked a little bit further, and there was huge centipedes. They were huge. And then we walked down, and we found quick mud, where you sink in the mud.
What? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, my foot started sinking. And
And eventually we came to basically a dead end where we were either going to have to go through a really big puddle or go over the river again. So we turned around and came back.
Yeah, and on our way back, we found about...
jungle cows.
We found 4 jungle cows. They were walking past and they were all looking at us like we were weirdos.
And they were on the high part of the trail where there wasn't water. So we both had to go on the exact same part of the trail. So it was us or 4 cows. So what did we decide to do?
We decided to let them pass.
Yes, they were freaked out by us. And then we walked all the way back up to the water. And what had happened?
So what's it called again? The what?
The what? Oh, runoff?
The runoff. What came finally got to the river. And it got so deep. It was up to my waist and up to my mom's upper calves.
Oh, these are my thighs, yeah. So it was to my shins and clear when we walked across it. And then it was like muddy yuck with stuff floating in it. And it was all the way up to almost my hips coming back.
And just to be clear, you guys did not see or get bitten by any cocoa delays?
No.
Drelays. Cocoa drelays.
I was worried about it on the way back, though.
I was like, I had to tell Mom, you're not going to get bitten by a crocodile.
Yeah, while she was on my back.
I mean, she would have died first.
Adeline, would you have saved her?
I probably would have died.
Ooh, that'd be bad.
Not true. Adeline would have probably died first. She would have probably fell off.
She said that she could move faster than a crocodile, and I told her, I don't know about
crocodiles that. Crocodiles are like this. Like,
they can't see you. Yeah.
They can hear
you. They're very slow.
She thinks they move slow until they want to eat her. Okay. So, we didn't get to surf today, but we did get to surf yesterday. And we did a lot of boogie boarding too. Ellis, tell us how to boogie board. She actually taught me how to boogie board, and she's pretty darn good at it.
And Adeline.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
I know how to boogie board.
Okay. So first off, you gotta have a boogie board.
Yeah.
That's the starter.
And big waves.
And you also need decent-sized white water waves. So white water waves are whenever the waves have already broke and they're kind of coming in the shore and there's like this white stuff. Yeah. So you're gonna take your boogie board, you're gonna put its strap around your wrist, and you're gonna swim on out with your boogie board until you're about in waist-deep water, where you can still touch. And then you'll wait for your wave of choice. You'll pick up your boogie board, and right whenever you see it hit your legs.
When the wave hits your legs,
you jump on your board, and it will take you, mm-hmm. and you can turn by moving side to side, and yeah, you just ride it on it.
And all of us have successfully boogie boarded. From, like, I don't know, how many yards or feet in the ocean to the shore. Like, sometimes we will go all the way up onto the sand.
Yeah, pretty far out. I don't go as far because I weigh a lot more. So, as we get closer to the shallow water, there's not as much momentum to keep me moving. Smalls gets to go a long way.
I beach myself five times, like, every wave.
Now,
I'm like, one spot, next.
You learned something interesting about the waves. Tell us about the best time to get on the waves when they have the most momentum.
Oh, yeah. So I was reading about the tide and when it comes in and how that works and everything. And in that article, they said that the surfers have long believed that there's more energy in the water when the tide is coming in versus the tide going out. So the tide going out, it's going to go, the beach is bigger, there's less water. So there's more water coming in a smaller space, so there's more energy for the waves. So they tend to get bigger waves. So the good surfers want to surf when the tide is coming in. What we were learning on is when the tide was going out, and it gave us a longer run of the white foamy waves versus the big waves that haven't turned over yet.
Okay, let's give everybody a recap of how surfing went, because this was a big deal. This was on our bucket list. We did it, right? Mike, why don't you tell us how it works?
Surfing. Super easy. Just get on a board, fly across the ocean.
How was it? Okay, so how easy was it for everybody the first day? Did anybody think, wow, this is super easy?
Yep.
Ellis did pop right up.
Me too.
Adeline popped right
up. He called me a natural.
Mike and I, we did not pop right up.
Well, we popped up and fell off immediately. So, yeah.
Piggy has something to say about it.
Go, Pig.
Piggy wants to say that he told me to say that he didn't, that he almost had to break out a kung fu move.
Okay.
Pig didn't even come.
He didn't even go surfing, though.
I know, but he was protecting the house.
Oh, okay. Alright, so back to surfing. So we started on these boards that were basically glorified paddle boards. I think that's pretty accurate.
They're just paddle boards.
Yeah, and then when we went back out to surf later, we were on actual surfboards. And I think that the surfboards were actually easier to surf on. Now, what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, so there's surfboards. There's different sizes of surfboards. So there's longer surfboards. So like where we started was 10-foot surfboards. Then those are, I guess you would call longboards.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them down to like 6 feet long or something like that if you were doing all the tricks and everything. And then the shapes of the board. Some of them are thicker. Some of them have a
curve
on the bottom. Some of them are flat. Some are more narrow. Some are wider, all that. So the next day that we went back, I took the girls, and Monica just stayed and worked. And the board that they wanted us to use was being used. And so I got to use another board. Holy cow, it was difficult. As soon as I got on it, it was like standing on ice skates, basically, in the middle of the ice rink when you've never ice skated before. So I got going, and then I would fall off immediately. And so after a while, I stopped, and one of the boards that I wanted to use was back. It was just a shorter one. And so I used that, and it was great. And so then it just after that, it got easier. Each time we kept doing it, it kept getting easier. I think by our last go yesterday, we had a really good surf session. We did quite a bit. We weren't setting any records on, you know, I guess, as Ella said, we were surfing on the white foam after the wave is broken. So the next question is, how do you surf a wave that hasn't broken yet and ride it in? So that's going to be something for us to figure out in Malpais, I believe.
Yeah, Malpais is going to be our last stop, and we think we will probably do another set of surf lessons there to maybe learn some more tricks for surfing, because, like, it's really difficult. I feel like the hardest part is getting your board out to the right spot so you can surf in. It takes a lot of energy, and I mean, there was one time yesterday where I was floating on top of my board waiting for my waves because they were breaking too far forward on the beach, and I was further back out from them, and a wave caught me, and I ended up surfing by holding on to the side of my surfboard and basically boogie boarding all the way up to the beach. Like, I hit the sand. I was like, well, okay, but that wasn't really what I was planning. So if I had any idea what to do in that situation, that would be great, I feel like. Aveline has something to say.
Actually, on my first day, I did ride an unbroken wave.
You did?
Yep.
Wow.
He said, let's ride an unbroken wave, and push me into the unbroken wave.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's easy. You just have to catch the wave. It's a little bit, actually, it's a little bit harder than normal because, like, you don't have the force.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just like, it just goes up, down, and then you're done.
Uh-huh.
And so you basically... So, unbroken waves, they break closer to the shore usually, like really close to the shore. So whenever I was riding mine didn't break like that. Mine was just, I just rode on top of it, on top of the wave, and I had enough, he pushed me hard enough that I could stay on it. And I just turned.
I feel like, and Mike, you may have said this in the last episode, but before we came here and played in these waves, I think we would have been massively intimidated to even get really out in the ocean and play in this size waves. But now we're all like, eh, waves, no big deal. So that's kind of
some
fun.
Some of the waves I'm trying to catch are, I mean, when they're coming in, I can't jump high enough to get to the top of it at all. I mean, they're pretty good size, so... And they're not even big waves.
It would take me down and knock off my goggles.
Ellis, what do you get to think about surfing?
I really enjoyed it. Our first day, I did pretty well. Whenever I went back, I was a little bit angry because the board that they put me on was smaller than my original board that I started on. And it was a hard board, so they put me on an 8 feet, 6 inches. Of a 9 feet 6 inches, and so it felt very tiny whenever I was doing it, so I was having a hard time like doing stuff. But overall, I enjoy the softboard more, but I guess I should just practice more with the hard board and maybe I'll begin to like it more.
Did you go back to a longer board or did you continue using the shorter board?
I went back to a little bit of longer.
Because I thought the shorter board actually was pretty nice.
The 8 foot, I would get up and like I was like this far. I was like maybe a foot like off of the point. Yeah, so it wasn't like really like working.
Gotcha. Yeah, because Mike and I, we were on the 9 foot, 6 inch board, and we really liked that one.
Yeah.
It's raining.
And now we have it forever documented. And you guys might be able to hear it rain right now. It's raining, and we have a tin roof. So it's great.
I love tin roofs.
Okay, so I wanted to tell everybody a little bit about my aerial experience. I finally found a spot I could do aerial, and it wasn't hoop or hammock, which is what I usually do. It was a silks class, and I totally loved it. It was awesome. I rode one of our bikes that came with our house down a dirt road until I got to the community center, and I did aerial with teenagers and adults in this open-air community center. The teacher brought her dog with her, and other people did too, and the dogs just walked in and out of the community center. It was awesome. So it was such a cool experience, and then I rode my bike home, and I got to watch the sunset, and it was just pretty freaking magical. I was super charged and super excited afterwards, and I'll probably be sore tomorrow from it. Because it'll probably be delayed my whole day, but I use a lot of muscles to do it, and I'm so glad that I found a place. And they gave me the name of a place that we can check out when we are in Malpais. So that's the other thing. We finally decided on our last stop of our adventure. So tell us where we go next, Mike.
Next up, we're heading to Santa Elena. Is that right? Or are we going to Monteverde?
Monteverde.
Okay. They're in the same area. It'd be like Ashland and Columbia kind of thing. So we're going to stay there for 3 nights. Go check out the cloud forest. Hopefully find a place to go zip lining. Last time we went to Monteverde, I got sick and we didn't go zip lining because of me. So we got to make up for that missed time. Then we head out to San Ramon, which is down close to San Jose. We'll be there for about a week. We got a house that's kind of out in the country, I think.
Yeah, it's in the mountains, and it's on the edge of like a reserve, so we can walk off the property and go hiking right there. So we think, and it'll be cooler, way cooler. So yeah. Mike's pumped about that.
A little concerned about going to Monteverde, honestly, because I was looking at the weather, and I think the warmest it got today was 69 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
And the heat index is 106 here, so I have one long sleeve shirt, so we'll...
I have 3 sweatshirts.
Yeah, you could probably fit that shirt that Ellis is wearing.
I might be wearing Ellis's clothes.
We might need to go get you a sweatshirt.
So we are packing up tomorrow morning and heading there to Monteverde. And then our last stop, as we've mentioned a few times, will be Malpais, which is way down on the Nicoya Peninsula, farther down south than where we are now. And we get to go over the, what's the bay called that we pass over? We go to Punta Arenas and we get on a ferry. Yeah. And then we go over the bay on the ferry, and then we drive down to Malpais. And that makes me really excited because I actually went there back in 2003, and it was a really cool little town. And now I'm interested to see how it looks. I will not recognize it. I'll give
like
you that.
7 years before I was born.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, Emily has something to say, and then we're going to wrap up.
There's something really exciting about the ferry. We get to drive our car onto it. Wait a minute. Do we get to stay on our car in the ferry?
I do not know.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. I guess we'll figure that out.
Our car's underwater?
No.
No, the car won't be underwater.
Hopefully.
No, it'll be on top of the ferry.
The car is underwater. We have problems.
No, like, is there like a mini submarine attached to the car?
No, it's on top. It's like a gigantic Barletta.
Remember the boat that we rode to Isla Mujeres, the big boat that had cars on it also underneath.
Why underneath?
That's where they put them.
It's like a double decker. Actually, that one was a triple decker. It went cars, people inside, people on top.
Yeah, can we go on top?
Maybe.
We have to talk about our frog adventures.
Do we?
Not mine.
Yes.
Not mine.
Okay, Ellis, tell us about the frogs. We've had a few run-ins with frogs here. Probably more frogs than any other animal at this point. Other than cows. I'd say more run-ins with cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, frogs apparently really love it here. At our first place that we stayed in Tamarindo, me and Abilene found a frog in our bathroom sink.
Yes.
And then arriving here in Samara, once we got to our house, the night, we saw two frogs.
Which, they were big.
Yeah, they were
big. Well, we have a pet frog that lives on our patio here. He's been out every night.
Yeah.
And I think he was swimming in our swimming pool one morning.
What?
You didn't know about that one, did you?
No.
Yeah, I saved him from the swimming pool. And an untimely chlorinated death.
Why?
We've had three frogs in the swimming pool.
And then...
What?
And then we've had some accident, not frog run-ins. That someone else would need to talk about.
Okay, well, we're actually going to wrap up now because I think the rain noise is going to make it really hard for everybody to hear. But just know that we'll be packing up tomorrow morning and we'll be heading to Monteverde and we have to eat all the ice cream before we leave. Okay, friends? Can you do it?
They're letting us have ice cream for breakfast.
Made it through almost an entire thing of ice cream.
Not true. I made it through the whole thing.
Abilene's had four ice cream cones today.
And
I've had zero.
And more.
That's one of the tricks of going from house to house is you can't really take things that melt with you when you're driving in 100 degree temperatures because you don't have a cooler that lets you do that.
It's not going to be 100 degrees.
I know. In the car, we're going to have to, like, you know, if we have to take ice cream, we're going to have to put the car as low as it can go and put them in the backpack freezer. With a bucket of ice and other cool things. That's what I'm gonna need to do.
Except for we're not. We're eating all the ice cream tomorrow. Okay, so wish us luck. And say bye, everybody.
Bye!
Adios!